Chapter 4. Years ago, when it too was a part of Mexico, the sign had read, Hermanos Cantina. In the years since, after the sign was painted over, its identity proclaimed Palace Saloon. It was a saloon, all right, but closer to a pest hole than a palace. Howsomever, it was the only pest hole in Bootjack that served what passed for beer and whiskey. Keyes and Elijah walked through the bat-winged entrance. Along one side, wide wooden planks on six barrels served as the bar. A crude wooden shelf beneath a warped mirror served as back bar. Sawdust mixed with other matter on a wood floor that hadn't been swept the night before, or months before. Half a dozen tables, all round, with chairs, most of them occupied with dirty denizens. A haze of smoke from cigars, cigarettes, and pipes climbed toward the tin ceiling. The denizens looked up from their drinks and card games. Two women, both wearing horse's war paint, looked down from a flimsy balcony fronting second-story cribs. Keyes and Elijah both moved to the bar, tended by a square-built man with a square-built face that looked like a block of rancid cheese, wearing a battered green derby. Cheese's face looked directly at Keyes.
"Call it," he rasped.
Keyes took a coin from his vest pocket, placed it atop the bar. "Whiskey, a bottle, two glasses." Cheyes's face reached over to the back bar, lifted a bottle labeled Preferred Stock, removed the cork, set the bottle on the bar, reached back again to a row of glasses, picked up a single glass and set it next to the bottle. He started to pick up the coin.
"Just a minute," Keyes said.
"Maybe you didn't hear me."
"I said two glasses."
"I heard you. We don't cater to..."
Cheyes's face pointed to Elijah.
"Whatever that is."
Elijah smiled and started to walk away. Keyes's hand moved slightly toward his companion.